The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the ACB Convention News for the 2021 calendar. The Blind Post has an article all about Bard. The Fantasy Book Club will be meeting December 9th. Santa Letters 2020, the deadlines are nearly due from the NFB. Virginia Rehab Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired has virtual training scheduled for the entire month of December. Blog.thediabetesite.greatergood.com. Katie Taylor has an article about a new contact lens that can possibly prevent diabetic retinopathy. ACB.org has accessibility enhancements for HBO Max blind and visually impaired customers. AARP March 2020 had an article about new tech for healthy aging. Let's get started. From Janet Dickelman, posted December 3rd. On December 2nd, the American Council of the Blind Board of Directors voted to change the dates for the 2021 ACB Conference and Convention. Due to the recent announcement of 2021 Olympics, we are moving a week forward to enable convention attendees to enjoy the primetime Olympics broadcasts in audio description. Dates have been changed to July 16th through July 23rd. The ACB banquet will be held on Thursday, July 22nd. The evening of July 23rd will focus on audio description and the opening ceremony of the Olympics. Stay tuned for details as we plan our events. Virtual conference and convention dates are July 16 through July 23, 2021. Please feel free to contact me with any questions either via phone, 651-428-5059, or email janet.dickelman@gmail.com. That's spelled janet.dickelman@gmail.com. The Fantasy Book Club will be held on the second Wednesday of December, Wednesday, December 9th, 2020. We will continue the new format of having everybody read a new book and discuss their book choice with the group, as well as talking about a book they have previously read. We will be using the Zoom platform. This software can be used on all smartphones and operating systems. If you would like to join our group, the relevant information is https://us02web.zoom.us/j/56111-2974 query PWD equals EN capital U R capital N I S X capital Q capital V capital B number 2 C capital U T U capital V capital H capital V J capital R number 2 T capital I capital R capital H capital B capital IDZ09. Meeting ID is 561-112-974, passcode AWZ. OneTap mobile numbers in the U.S., 1-929-205-6099. Find your local number at https://us02web.zoom.us/u/kc(A)(2XV)Q7W. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/. Signed Julia Kulak, Group Facilitator. Email julia.kulak@gmail.com. The Blind Post food lady, Lori Motis, forwarded an email from the Library of Congress. Many roads to Bard. Dear list members, there are several ways to access Bard. We hope this post will help you understand what they are and what they're called. If you use the same names we do for various Bard services when you contact us for help, it will make it easier for us to help you. Bard. If you are a registered NLS patron, you are eligible for a Braille and audio reading download, Bard, account. Complete and submit the application available from the BARD login page, https://nlsbard.loc.gov. Once your application is processed, you will receive a welcome email message containing your login credentials. These, as you probably know, are your email address and a temporary password that you use to create a password of your choosing. The password must be at least 8 characters and should contain only letters and numbers, no special characters. Once you have your password, you can download books with a computer. From any web browser, log in to https://nlsbard.loc.gov. If you have a Windows-based computer, the books you have downloaded will go to your downloads folder by default. Extract the files into a folder and then copy that folder to a blank cartridge or use a USB flash drive. When this cartridge or USB drive is connected to your digital talking book machine, the machine will recognize each folder as a separate book and will play your books accordingly. You can download books to a Mac as well. Downloaded books will go to your downloads folder by default. If you use Safari's default settings, the books are automatically extracted to folders. Copy each folder to a cartridge or USB flash drive. All cartridges and most flash drives are formatted properly to accept your downloaded BARD books. BARD Express. If you want to download books and magazines from BARD with a computer, but find the whole process of downloading, unzipping, and transferring materials a bit overwhelming, BARD Express is a perfect alternative. You can download BARD Express to your Windows computer from the BARD website. Installation is quick and easy, and help is readily available at any time from within BARD Express. Once BARD Express is installed, you need to log in only once. After learning just a few keyboard commands, Control S for search, Control B for bookshelf, Control M for main menu, etc., you can download books to play on your digital talking book machine or a commercial player such as the Victor Reader Stream. Once you're logged in, press the Tab key to move through the choices you would see as headings on the BARD website, such as recently added books and magazines, most popular books, and wish list. The Tab, arrow keys, and spacebar are all you need to explore this user-friendly program. With a USB flash drive, cartridge, or SD card attached to your computer, BARD Express does all the downloading, unzipping, and transferring for you. Press F1 for help at any time, or check out the Help menu for more options. BARD Mobile, iOS, Android, and Kindle Fire. If you have a smartphone or tablet, you can probably use it to play your BARD books and magazines. To get the application, search for BARD Mobile on your device's App Store. For iOS products running iOS 11 or later, look for NLS BARD in the App Store. For Android products running version 6 or later, go to the Google Play Store. And for Fire tablets running 8th generation or later, download BARD Mobile from Amazon. While each version is slightly different, the basic components of BARD Mobile are the same. You can browse BARD, add books to your wish list, download books, and play them from your bookshelf. You can store as many books in your BARD Mobile bookshelf as your device's memory or storage card allows. BARD Mobile will always keep your place in every book you are reading. You can add bookmarks to return to favorite locations in a book or magazine, and you can keep your books for as long as you like. If you have an iOS device and a compatible Braille display, you can download Braille books from BARD to that device and then pair it with a Braille display for reading. Many roads, one account. If you have a BARD account, you can access that account in any or all of the ways described. You might download some books with BARD Express for playing on your digital talking book machine, and other books to your smartphone for listening on the go. Whether you use a web browser, BARD Express, or BARD Mobile, you have just one set of login credentials, your email address and password. When you need help. If you need help with BARD, please contact us at nlsdownload@loc.gov. Be sure to tell us which BARD service you are using and on which device. The more information we have, the more efficiently we can get back to you reading. However you access BARD, we wish you happy downloading and reading. Signed, the BARD Support Team. Send comments, questions, or concerns to nlsdownload@loc.gov. Like NLS on Facebook or subscribe to the NLS Music Notes blog. From nfb.org, Santa Letters. Every December, the National Federation of the Blind helps Santa send letters in Braille to young blind children across the country. Nothing promotes reading like a letter from Santa. Last year's letter inspired child Louise to braille her own letter to Santa, to leave with milk and cookies, since, as she put it, Santa must be able to read braille if he can write it. Thank you. How did it start? Well, more than 10 years ago, Santa asked us to be his honorary elves. Ever since, we've been helping him send letters in contracted braille to blind children who are 10 years old or younger in the United States. Along with the braille letter, Santa includes a print letter so that those who might not read braille can follow along. He also includes other fun holiday activities. Submit your requests between November 9th and December 16th. Please complete the form below before December 16th in order to receive a letter from Santa this holiday season. If you have any questions, please contact us at 410-659-9314, extension 2287, or communityrelations@nfb.org email. From formrouter.net, virtual trainings for the Virginia Rehabilitation Center for the Blind and Vision Impaired. Live the life you've imagined. Because we missed recording last week, I'm only going to read you the remaining webinars for the month of December. Happy Holidays! VRCBVI is pleased to offer virtual training opportunities throughout December 2020. All sessions are open and to anyone and free of charge. Each training will begin at 1 p.m. and will end no later than 3 p.m. Please check out and select events you'd like to attend, then tell us about yourself near the bottom of this form. You will receive a confirmation email containing login, call-in information for each event you select. If you use Google Calendar, there's also a link you can use to create a reminder of the event, which we hope you'll take advantage of. If your email address is entered incorrectly, you will not receive this information successfully. Like our prior trainings, we will be using Zoom as our virtual platform. If any accommodations are needed, please contact Amy Phelps, amy.phelps@dbvi.virginia.gov, no later than 7 days in advance of the training. And if you have any questions about the registration process or virtual training sessions, please contact Greg Chittum, C-H-I-T-T-U-M, at 804-371-3204 or email greg.chittum@dbvi.virginia.gov. Virginia Rehabilitation Center for the Blind and Vision Impaired, virtual trainings, December 2020. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, November 30 to December 16. Wednesday, December 9 through 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., 2 hours, pre-ETS. Conversations about Blindness Series, The Gift of Family, Unwrapping Practical Tips for Living Well Together. Have you as a blind person ever experienced frustration because a family member moves something, and you have no idea where that item is? Or you are a sighted family member of someone who is blind and that person doesn't pitch in and help like they did before losing their sight? In this session, panelists will discuss the unique challenges of living successfully with blind and sighted family members and will share their strategies for dealing effectively with conflicts. There can be no place like home for the holidays when families give gifts of understanding, encouragement, and respect. Panel moderator Melody Roan, R-O-A-N-E, VRCBVI director. There are checkboxes for each of these webinars. Thursday, December 10, 1 to 2 p.m., 1 hour, pre-ETS, Managing Household Finances. How much of your income should you be spending on your rent or mortgage? How about your food, utilities, etc.? Come learn from VRCBVI's administrative and financial technician, who will break down the basics of a household budget. Presenter Jeff Harner, VRCBVI administrative and financial technician. Select the box below to register for this event. Monday, December 14, 1 to 2:15, 1 hour 15 minutes, pre-ETS. The Blind History Lady presents. Join us as Peggy Chung, the Blind History Lady, reveals to us stories depicting the lives of the blind of the United States over the past 200 years. Through these stories, we will all learn of the trials, triumphs, and tenacity of these people. We can all see just how much they were just like our ancestors, even though they were blind. According to Peggy, while researching the subjects of these sketches, I have learned so much that applies to the lives of all of us, blind or sighted, that inspire me and provide me with new ideas, options, techniques, and new dreams for myself and the future as a person. Facilitator Amy Phelps, VRCBVI Assistant Director for Instruction. Tuesday, December 15, 1 to 2 p.m., 1 hour, pre-ETS. Braille accommodations, how to take control and prepare for college and work. There can be lots of ups and downs when starting a new job or going to a new school. Selecting accommodations for a new year at school, a standardized test, or a new position at work should not be a hassle. Join us for a discussion on finding the right accommodations, navigating the process for requesting them, and using them to be successful. Presenter Dominique Lawless, Braille instructor. Wednesday, December 16, 1 to 2:30, 1 hour, 30 minutes, pre-ETS, the new normal, tips to work effectively from home, and strategies to avoid the robot application destroyer. Yes, these are unprecedented times, but there are ways to succeed. Come and join Business Services representatives from the City of Richmond Office of Community Wealth, Boyd Headley and John Korosek, as they talk strategies to job hunt and work successfully during a pandemic and beyond. Facilitator Greg Chittum, Coordinator for Community Engagement. There's a form to fill out with your personal details and contact information, and check boxes for each of those webinars. From blog.thediabetessite.greatergood.com, student invents this strange contact lens to help people prevent diabetic retinopathy by Katie Taylor. For the over 30 million Americans who deal with diabetes every day, the potential health complications that mercilessly loom over their heads are overwhelming. Neuropathy, gastrointestinal troubles, and various foot complications make the short list of things that people with diabetes spend their time, money, and energy trying to prevent. Any help preventing the complications of high blood sugar would ordinarily be met with open arms. But a glowing contact lens? Does that sound like an exciting technological advance or a foray into cyborg territory? Colin Cook, who watched his aunt lose her vision and then her life to diabetes, hopes that his illuminating contact lens invention will be welcomed by those looking to prevent diabetic retinopathy. The contact is designed to be worn at night and glow just enough to fool the retina into thinking it's daytime, which means the retina will take in less oxygen, delaying retinopathy. Retinopathy starts when high blood sugar damages the small blood vessels in the back of the eye. The vessels swell and form pouches and may start to leak. As the disease progresses, these damaged blood vessels close off and new ones grow. But the new blood vessels are weak and are even more prone to leaking and blocking vision. Diabetic retinopathy is the leading cause of blindness among working-age adults, and it can also contribute to retinal detachment and macular edema. See how we're making a difference for people, pets, and the planet, and how you can get involved. Colin Cook, a Caltech graduate student, emphasized that because of the damage to blood vessels in diabetic retinopathy, the retina starts to starve from lack of oxygen. The retina is responsible for responding to light and interpreting that light into neural signals, so the brain knows what the eye is seeing. Without the retina, we can't see. The condition progresses the most at night because our eyes, especially the light-sensitive cells of the retina, consume more oxygen in the dark. This puts greater stress on the damaged blood vessels, exacerbating retinopathy. But Cook's contact lens is designed to emit just enough light so that the retina thinks it's daytime and doesn't consume as much oxygen. This helps preserve the retina cells and therefore a person's vision. There's a photo of the contact lens on the tip of a gloved finger. Because the contact is so close to the eye and moves with the eye, the glow goes unnoticed by the brain, which means the light won't keep someone awake at night. There are currently treatments available for retinopathy, including injections and laser therapy, but Cook hopes his contact will be a less invasive intervention. The contacts glow for up to 12 years, but the lenses will likely be used for about a year or so before a user should replace them. Cook is hopeful that his luminous invention will start human trials soon. If glowing eyes at night mean clear vision in the daytime, we'll be happy to try them. Watch the full story on the glowing contact lens if you click the video below. Posted October 19th on acb.org, accessibility enhancements on the horizon for HBO Max customers who are blind. In a landmark agreement, advocates for people who are blind have obtained WarnerMedia's pledge to increase the accessibility of HBO Max, the much-anticipated online streaming platform that was launched earlier this year. Among other commitments, the agreement provides that WarnerMedia will provide audio description on at least 1,500 hours of new and existing programming on HBO Max by the end of March 2021, increasing to 3,000 hours by the end of March 2022, and doubling again to at least 6,000 hours in total by the end of March 2023. The agreement was reached between WarnerMedia Direct, LLC, on the one hand, and the American Council of the Blind, ACB, the Massachusetts-based Bay State Council of the Blind, BSCB, Kim Charlson, and Brian Charlson on the other. These blind individuals and advocacy organizations were represented by Disability Rights Advocates, DRA, a national nonprofit legal center, and Disability Law Center, the protection and advocacy agency for Massachusetts. HBO Max is WarnerMedia's direct-to-consumer offering, bringing together HBO, a robust slate of new original series, key third-party licensed programs and movies, and fan favorites from WarnerMedia's rich library, including Warner Brothers, New Line, DC, CNN, TNT, TBS, True TV, Turner Classic Movies, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, Crunchyroll, Rooster Teeth, Looney Tunes, and more. Under the agreement, WarnerMedia will ensure that audio description, a separate audio track that when activated provides a verbal description of visual elements on screen, is created on a going-forward basis for all HBO original programming, as well as all Max originals that have entered post-production since the platform launched in May 2020. For more on audio description, visit ACB's Audio Description Project. In addition, over the next year, accessibility of the HBO Max website, mobile applications, and applications for internet-connected TVs will be improved for individuals who are blind and use screen reading software to navigate and interact with digital content. Screen reading software enables blind individuals to access and interact with online services by rendering the text displayed visually on the screen as large print, synthetic speech, or onto a digital braille display. For screen magnification and screen reading software to work, website and app developers must program for compatibility. HBO Max will release accessibility improvements incrementally as they are ready for distribution. And by the end of September 2021, the HBO Max website, mobile applications, and available internet-connected TV applications will substantially comply with standard international web accessibility guidelines. Kim Charlson, immediate past president of the American Council of the Blind, commented, "This agreement opens doors for individuals who are blind or visually impaired to both enjoy what HBO Max provides in terms of entertainment and education, while also allowing blind people and low vision people to share equally with family and friends in this truly universal pastime. By working together to bring thousands of additional hours of audio description content to HBO Max, along with the improved accessibility of the website, mobile apps, and smart TV interfaces, WarnerMedia and blind advocates are providing meaningful access to a significant aspect of our modern-day world." Staff attorney Meredith Weaver of Disability Rights Advocates explains, "We are very pleased at the commitment of HBO Max has made to ensure that customers who are blind or have low vision have access to its award-winning and expansive library." Tata Mae Pritchard of Disability Law Center said, "With this year marking the 30th anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, this agreement with WarnerMedia signals welcome and notable progress toward greater accessibility for people who are blind or visually impaired to streaming content that serves as an important source of both entertainment and information for our society." Contacts: Meredith Weaver, staff attorney, Disability Rights Advocates, phone 510-665-8644, email mweaver@dralegal.org. Tata Mae Pritchard, Director of Litigation, Disability Law Center. Phone 617-723-8455. Email tpritchard@dlc-ma.org. Kim Charlson, ACB Immediate Past President. Phone 617-501-5752. Email kimcharlson@acb.org. About Disability Rights Advocates, DRA. DRA is one of the leading nonprofit disability rights legal centers in the nation. With offices in Berkeley and New York City, DRA's mission is to advance equal rights and opportunities for people with all types of disabilities nationwide. To advance that mission, DRA regularly advocates for greater access to modern technology. DRA has negotiated access improvements to several types of popular technologies, including Redbox, self-service video rental kiosks. For more information, visit www.dralegal.org. About Disability Law Center, DLC. DLC is the federally designated protection and advocacy agency for Massachusetts, responsible for providing legal advocacy to protect and promote the rights and interests of Commonwealth residents with disabilities. DLC has worked with the Bay State Council of the Blind to address accessibility barriers in important spheres of community life, including matters concerning banking services and voting processes. For more information, visit www.dlc-ma.org. About American Council of the Blind, ACB. ACB works to increase the independence, security, equality of opportunity, and quality of life for all people who are blind or visually impaired. ACB advocates for policies that provide services, opportunities, infrastructure, and equipment that are necessary for an inclusive society in federal, state, and local governments and among service providers and industry. For more information, visit www.acb.org. About the Bay State Council of the Blind, BSCB. BSCB is a membership organization of blind, visually impaired, and sighted individuals committed to an enhanced quality of life for Massachusetts residents who are blind or visually impaired. BSCB convenes meetings and conferences, organizes recreation activities, provides publications, radio programs, and information, and advocates for services and legislation that improve access for people who are blind. For more information, visit www.acbofma.org. I don't have enough time to read all of the innovative things coming from the March 2020 AARP Bulletin on page 34, but you can go to their website to learn more, aarpinnovationlabs.org. The two I want to highlight are SAVO, S-A-V-O. It's a website that helps you plan and organize ways to assist someone through the tough days after a death. It helps identify the grieving person's needs, from help around the house to pet care, and can create a calendar to divide these tasks among volunteers. Voicet's team, based in Israel, has developed speech recognition technology that can help aging adults dealing with speech problems that come with a stroke, brain injury, or other disorder communicate their needs. Voicet is spelled V-O-I-C-E-I-T-T-S. The S is just a possessive, sorry. To learn more, go to aarpinnovationlabs.org. I've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.